Okay, I have an announcement about the announcements, very briefly. You ever play the telephone game where one person tells one person, by the time I got the message, the real message is this. If you checked in with the history booth, they had a drawing, and there's prizes out there you got to go collect. The FCF, I hope they gave you something because that wasn't the message. Okay, at this time, we would like to have Robert Jimenez come up, a dear brother in the Lord. Known him since 1980 myself. Been a hero in my eyes, and he has just a brief testimony he wants to share with you guys.
Good morning, everybody. I'm here just for a couple of reasons. Number one, to tell you thank you for allowing us to go onto the reservation 20 years ago. It was this body that sent us. 20 years ago, we distributed the pledge forms, and you guys raised the money, and I just want to say thank you. A lot of things have happened over those 20 years. We are working really hard to evangelize the reservation and to also prepare young men and young women to come and pastor their churches, their own churches on the from the reservation. I am currently involved with Southwestern Assembly of God University in that I am employed by them as the Dean of Student Development at American Indian College. And the college is being absorbed by Southwestern Assembly of God University. It's keeping its mission to prepare young men to go back to the reservations and to pastor churches and to be leadership within their church. So it's an exciting time. I run into really, really neat questions. Just the other day, I ran into a young lady who she was kind of just by herself, and I said, "Are you okay?" She said, "Yeah." And I said, "What's the problem?" And she goes, "Well, you know what? That speaker you had in chapel this morning really touched my heart and really showed me what God called me to." And I said, "Well, that's great." She said, "Well, I've invested a lot of money and a lot of time in this young man that I am dating right now." She said, "I've been with him for 3 years, and I've invested a lot of time, a lot of money, and I just don't know what to do because I don't think he's really interested in missions." And she just felt that tug from the Lord to go into missions. And she said, "I'm going to graduate in May, and I just like to pursue what I feel God wants me to do." And so in talking to her, I said, "Well, why don't you go talk to him and see what he really, really, really wants to do?" And so about a week later, I ran into them, and she came up to me, and she goes, "Pastor, you know what? He said he would go with me to whatever reservation, whatever country I feel God wants me to be in. And I just feel really just super because now I can pursue exactly what God called me to do." And, you know, as the dean of students, I live on campus. And so I've been going to the university Monday through Tuesday through Friday. And then on Friday, driving up 3.5 hours to White River, back on the reservation, handling church matters, signing checks, doing visitations, all of those things, visiting with my family, visiting with my grandkids, and then preaching on Sunday morning, and then late either Sunday night or on Monday morning, I drive all the way back. And but you know what? I'm not dead yet. Even though somebody approached me here and said, "Pastor Jimenez, I thought you were dead." I said, "No, I'm not." And I remember when I volunteered for Royal Rangers back many years ago, 47 years ago, I volunteered at Royal Rangers. My pastor asked me, he said, can you give 6 weeks to Royal Rangers? I said, sure, I can give 6 weeks to Royal Rangers. You know, and I got in there with the kids, and God just blessed me, and I got, you know, I was just faking, and that I wasn't a Christian, and I was faking in church, raising my hands, giving offerings, doing kneeling down, doing whatever everybody else does, and God touched me through this ministry. And then I called him back about 20 years later, and I said, Pastor Noah, I have a question. He goes, what? I said, are my 20 years up yet? Are my 6 weeks up yet? It's been 20 years. And he goes, is God dead? I said, no, God's alive. And if he hasn't come back for us, you're not through yet. And so we have to do, like they said this morning, everything we can do, open all the stops, do whatever we can to serve the people, to reach kids for Christ. You may be the only opportunity a child has to hear the word of God. And unfortunately, our world is hurting. But you know what? This is a solution, and it's us going out and doing whatever we can. Thank you for your support. Thank you very much. I'm going back and forth between the college and White River and the church and the reservation but hey, I'm not dead yet. I'm still standing, and I walked up here. I have difficulty with stairs, but you know when you gotta. You got an arm to lean on. You got what you need, and just keep going.
Looking good in that Ranger shirt, wasn't he? Thank you, Robert. Praise the Lord. Well, guys, we're wrapping up Lead 16. Coming to an end. I know your minds are thinking about going home already. I remember sitting out there and, you know, about this point, you've already got the suitcases almost in the car and you've already talked to each other and said, hey, as soon as this is over, meeting you over there. Let's meet me. So I promise to keep it short here this morning. And in fact, our goal is to get you out early. And so I know nobody ever complains about that. But thank you for an incredible conference. First of all, I want to say thank you for taking the time out of your schedules to be here. That means the world. It's important to just our ministry as we stay connected with one another and stay connected to what's going on and what's happening. Thank you for the responses and the willingness of each and every one of you to participate and be involved in that. That's crucial and that's important. And thank the Lord for his grace and his mercy, amen, as he just visited us this week, as we've been here, and the services, Luis and Jim, thank you for your messages and challenging our hearts and connecting with us, and really appreciate it very much. I'm honored to be able to just be in this position. I never, ever would have seen myself in this position, nor have I ever strived to be in this position, but you know what, each of us, it's important that wherever God plants us, we grow, amen. And so we just keep working towards that. As we're wrapping up, I want to just kind of do a review of some of the things we did. But I want to do it in the context of talking to you about where we are. We all have one of these. We just got through using these, didn't we? Cellular phones. Cellular phones are incredible because they've connected us. I mean, since this thing has come out, you don't find pay phones anywhere, do you? I mean, it's almost impossible. When you see a pay phone, it's like, does it even work? You know, kind of a thing. And occasionally I'll see one at a gas station or someplace, and you know, I'm almost tempted to go up there and try that thing, but I'm thinking, whoever used these things? But I did. I remember that. So cell phones are amazing. Even our landlines are slowly disappearing. When we moved into our house in Springfield, we didn't even hook up a phone line. So even our alarm system is cellular now. So I just don't have to pay that extra dollar money to have a cellular phone. They're awesome, but they can also be frustrating, can't they? How many of you were frustrated a little bit when you were trying to get your thing through and it was hanging up on you or you weren't getting through? Well, you know what? This whole week we've been talking about being connected. We've been talking about unity and the importance of that. And as you go home, you're going to be the same thing that we have the challenge with here as leaders together for this ministry is a challenge that applies to you as you take this and go home. Because you know what? Connection is very important. It's important to our unity. It's important to us being able to move forward together. It's important for us to be able to evaluate with each other. So I want to use a cellular phone and the challenges we have with a cellular phone just to help make some analogies and make some points for us as we kind of wrap this whole time up with each other and look at that. When you're traveling with a cell phone, sometimes you go through this thing called a tunnel or an elevator. Ever have that happen? And what ends up happening? You're talking, and all of a sudden, you go into that tunnel, and the next thing you know, the call's dropped. Yep. And what causes that to happen is the fact that you're going through an area where the walls are thick. You're going through an area where you can't get through with the communication, and those walls create a barrier that literally prevents us from receiving the signal and being able to go through there. I want to challenge you as you go home as leaders today and in the next several months that we go through tunnels when we focus exclusively on ourselves. It's easy because of everything that's on our plates. It's easy when we're doing the work and we're doing that we get focused on what all we have to do and what all has to happen about us. And that can trap us. And while none of us want to be self-centered in that way, we can inadvertently or unintentionally get to that point where we are doing that and we become blind to the needs of those who are around us. Always, always remember we are a ministry of people and a ministry to people. And the people that are important are the people who do the ministry out there on the field. And I know as I'm talking to you, you're those people. As you're talking to your people in your district, it's the local leaders. It's the ones who are out there that on Wednesday nights are doing that. And don't allow anything to get in the way to block the signal of being able to communicate with them and talk to them. Don't become blind to the needs of those who are around you. Someone once told me, they said, walk slowly through the crowd. And I hope I try to model that with you because as I'm, you know what, when you're in a conference, there's 1,001 things. And I appreciate our team at the national office because they are just phenomenal at picking up the pieces. And Sandra and you met Gary and Phil with the Eagle Rock Center. They do wonderful because they pick up a lot of those type of things so that when I'm here, I can walk slowly through the crowd. And I can connect with you. And I hope I set an example for you because that's what you need to do with your people. Make sure you stay connected to them. Let them know that you care about them. People want to know that you care before they care what you know. And so that's very important. So as we're talking about staying connected, remember the tunnel. Don't allow yourself to have walls that come around you. Another thing, and we did really well. I thought maybe that would be an issue, but our team that put together our system said, hey, we tested this thing with up to 1,000 people, so that won't be a problem. But have you ever had all circuits are busy now? You know, you get on your phone and you're dialing it up and all circuits are busy. You know, please try again. That usually happens when there's a whole lot of signals that are trying to go into an area or they're trying to happen in a concentrated area and there's not enough capacity to be able to do that. We can overwhelm and overload people by bombarding them with information. And when we get together, it's easy for us to have a lot of information. And so my challenge to you is as you're working with individuals and all of that, figure out what's the most important thing that we want to do. As men, you know what? They say that, I learned this when I was doing men's ministry. They said when you're doing a message or when you're working on a conference or anything like this, don't have a whole lot of topics. There's 101 things we could talk about. But try to focus it all in so you have one theme and one idea. You know, a lion trainer, when he goes into a cage with a lion, you see him, he goes in there, usually he has a whip or something like that, and he has a stool. And he takes that stool and he holds it out there in front of him. And I used to always think, you know what, they got that stool out there in front of them because what that stool does, it's a barrier between him and the lion. But let's be real. If that lion, you know, 300, 400 pounds, you know, thinks that you're his next meal, what's that chair going to do? You know, it's kind of unrealistic. But then what I found out is the reason they do that is because a lion has trouble focusing. And when a trainer takes that stool and he puts it out there in front of him, what ends up happening is rather than focusing on the trainer, which is a good thing, that lion is focusing on the points of that stool. And as he's focusing on the points of that stool, he gets confused and it literally puts him into a state where he, you know, he doesn't know which one to go, so he doesn't do anything. And as men, we have a focus, and even you'll notice at our conference, our focus this year was what? One accord, unity. And so while there were other pieces that gathered around that, there's that singular focus. And so as you're working with your leaders and as you're trying to accomplish the goals and you're setting your SMART goals and you're setting the directions for your ministry, be aware of that. We don't want to overload them to where all circuits are busy. Too much is not good. Less is better. And we remember, we're not in a sprint, we're in a marathon. And so as you're sharing information with your people, share it incrementally. Let them know, you know what, we're not going to fix everything this year or in this meeting, but here's the important things. And so we're going to focus on these, and that helps you with connection. Everybody, you good with that? So the amount of information. The other thing I want to challenge you with is limited coverage area. Some of you struggle with that in this room. So we had some good examples unknowingly going into this, but limited coverage area, and that's where you have trouble getting a signal. That's different than the first one, where the first one was too many signals in an area. This one is not being able to get a signal enough, and we can look at that. When you look at the Verizon map and the Sprint map, the AT&T map, we all seen those, and they have the coverage, and they try to make their maps all as full coverage as possible, and looking at that. Every organization has a communication network that has to get information out. And this year, as we've been talking to you, that's one of our objectives, is to increase our communication network. We recognize that we have to get better coverage. We have gaps in our coverage, and so we're working towards that, and we're making that, wanting that to happen. And so I challenge you, as you're talking with your leaders, make sure they don't stay out of the loop, because where the other one is about too much information, this challenge, the limited coverage area, is about not having enough information. So as you're talking, and remember, this is the reality. As leaders, we deal with this stuff 24/7. We're always thinking about it. We're always working on it. We're always moving on it. So we can have the feeling or the sense that, boy, you know what? This is, we've been doing this so much, everybody should know this. And in reality, we have people out there who they're saying, what's going on? And what's happening? I was pastoring, and I was taking a church through a transformation, a change in philosophy and structure. And if you figured this out about me already, I believe that everybody is equipped for ministry. Everybody has gifts, and everybody has talents. And I believe that the job of the pastor is to equip the people to do the ministry, and to set direction. And so I was working this. I was taking a church through this. I'd been preaching for 13 months on this topic. And in various different ways. And I can remember on a Sunday or on a week, I was preparing for Sunday, and I was thinking, man, they're getting tired of hearing this. They're wondering if there's anything else I can preach. And you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, I need to really just kind of find another direction. You go through those times as leaders. You know what I'm talking about. And that Sunday morning, as I was preaching, we preached a message. At the end of the message, one of my dear saints, one of the ladies from the congregation, came up and says, Pastor, do you realize if... And then she starts to reiterate back to me what I've been trying to teach for the last 13 months. She'd just gotten it. And it dawned on me, you know what? I live with this 24/7. I'm thinking about this constantly. They're probably thinking it for the 30 minutes that they're sitting in that service and listening. Maybe 15 minutes, because the other 15 minutes they're on text. So become aware that, you know what, just as bad as too much information is keeping people out. So always be aware. Who do I need to make sure I'm connecting with? Making sure that we're being intentional about bringing people into our communication, and that they're not kept in the dark. People like to know what's going on. And you know, it's very important for there to be transparency and for there to be honesty and openness and all of that. So work on that. Barriers, we've talked a little bit about that. It's kind of like a tunnel. But the thing that'll keep a signal from getting from the sender to the receiver or whatever are the barriers that we come across. And barriers can be anything from mountains to skyscrapers to buildings to, you know, you might be in an area where it's wide open. And have you ever had that, and you're traveling and everything's good, but the person on the other end is having a hard time hearing you because maybe they have some obstructions around them. And all of that. And the way that applies to us as leaders, as we're talking about staying connected and being unified, is be aware of obstructions that will hinder communication. Unresolved conflict. Things that maybe are misunderstood. As leaders, it's our responsibility to be the initiators. To find out, is there something that's keeping this communication? If I'm aware that somebody isn't happy, it's my responsibility to be proactive and to approach that individual and say, hey, is everything okay? Is there anything that, and I may not ever even be in the wrong, but you know what, as a leader, remember, as leaders, you don't have any rights, but you have a lot of responsibilities. Keep that in mind. As leaders, we don't have the right to act as anybody else, because we're setting an example. We're setting a reputation. We're the ones that are setting the bar. And so as a leader, it's our responsibility to go in there and say, how are things going? Is there something that we need? And what do we have to do to mend this? Because the unity of the body is way, way more important than my feelings. The unity of the body is way, way more important than who's right or who's wrong. And so we want to make sure that as leaders, and when you go back home to your districts, keep those conversation avenues open. Everything that you can do so that we're all connecting with one another. Here's another issue. Battery life. You ever have your battery run out before the day's out? That's a pain, isn't it? Here's what I want to challenge you. Make sure you take care to recharge. Because you know what? You're going home from this conference, and for most of us, it's been long, late nights and early mornings. You know, I don't know. I think I just started wearing this little thing called a Fitbit, and I've been looking at what my average sleep time is. I'm not going to share that with you because I'm embarrassed by it because it's really low. But you know what? It's important to take time. And some of you, I really appreciate it because some of you have come up to me over the course of the weekend or the conference. They said, make sure you take time for yourself. And I appreciate you saying that because now I say that back to you all. Make sure you take time to recharge. Because you know what? When we're run down and we're tired and we're stressed, then you know what? It's hard for us to be at our best. It's hard for us to respond in a positive way and all of that. And so sometimes, you know what? It's okay to say, I need to disconnect. It's okay, brother. I can't do that right now because I need to. Connect with your family. Connect with your wives. You know, many of you, you've left your families to come here, and thank you for doing that. But they're more important. They're the important thing. And so when you go home, make sure it's okay to take time for ministry. It's okay to take time for these different things. Camperama, you know, we're going to go into Camperama, and there's going to be a few weeks where we're going to be absent from our wives and involved in that kind of thing. But you know what? What's important to our family? I'm going on a mission trip the day after Camperama. And I'm going to Honduras, and I'm going to be building a church. You know why? It's not because I'm a really spiritual guy, and I'm just so full of it. It's because that's what my wife wanted to do. And so you know what? How many of you know I'm not going to feel like building a church? But you know what? It was important to her, and she's important to me, and I value her. That's recharging. So limited battery life, remember, let's make sure we keep the batteries full. Let's make sure we keep the batteries charged and all of that because we don't want to get worn out. And the very last thing I want to talk to you about is unpaid bills. I hate when my phone bill doesn't get paid. Fortunately, that doesn't happen. But that becomes a challenge. I understand that phone companies, you know, they don't give you a whole lot of grace. If you miss a payment, man, they're texting you and calling you very quickly because you got to keep the bills paid. And you can't neglect paying your bills because eventually you're going to get cut off. And as leaders, we have to continually pay the price to communicate effectively. We have to continually keep working at that. And so learn and study. And we're going to, some of the things that I want to lay out with these pieces here in just a moment as we wrap this all up, we'll go to that. But put forth the effort to learn about the people around you. What are their interests? What are their likes? What are what makes them tick? Get to know them and learn who they are. Also, for yourself, continue to learn. The word says study to show yourself approved. And you know what? In Royal Rangers, we have the OLA, and we encourage training and we encourage learning because we know that as I'm growing, as I'm learning, I'm growing. At the point in my life where I stop learning and I stop improving and I stop trying to be the best that I can be, it's kind of like being on a river on a canoe and you're paddling against the current. As long as you're paddling, you're making headway. When you stop, you don't just coast. What do? You start going backwards. And so this, I'm not talking about when you take a break to recharge. That's different. But when you get to this point where you think, you know what, I kind of know this. I don't need to do anything more. And you start to get into a overall mentality of, you know what, we're just going to coast. When you do that, the ministry starts to go backwards. And the ministry starts to slide. And we can't afford it because the enemy we're working against, the enemy, he doesn't take a break. And we want to keep moving. And so understand, there's the balance, and so that's why I want to be really careful, even as I talk about paying the price and not allowing unpaid bills to demonstrate that and to work on that. And then pay the price to let your people know you care. Spend the time investing in individuals and spend the time investing in yourself, because as I grow and as the people around me grow, our ministry grows. And so those are just some of the things I want to kind of wrap up with. And I intentionally not going to spend a lot of time because I do want to release you and let you go. But I want to just kind of give you a cascading list, if you will, of some of the things we talked about this week. And as you go home, because you can take this home with you and all of that. The first thing I want to share is, and it's not on the list here because it's something that just really developed organically and we had nothing as leadership to do with that or as the national office. And that's just to remind you, if you want to help bless our Spanish brothers and do that, make sure you connect with Alan Vega before you leave and let him know what you're doing there. That's an amazing, what a testimony of the brotherhood. I mean, that is just, guys, that has blown me away as much as anything. You know, when we, nobody even at the front room, it's just, it happened from within all of you. And if you want to be part of that, I challenge you to do that. If you guys can put some of the slides up there, we talked a little bit about objectives. And again, you'll notice that we tried to keep our objectives limited. We tried not to give you a ton of them and all of that. But at the same time, objectives help us to evaluate. Because when I have a goal, it's easier for me to make sure I hit it versus just an ambiguous thing out there. And, oh, guys, try to do this. So our objectives, number one. One of our first objectives is, again, because we're talking about being unified and communication, is we would love to see 50% of our Ranger community connected. And one of the ways we want to do that, we recognize that we need to improve our communication. That's one of the things we need to do. And so rather than playing just a telephone game, although that's an important part of it, it's still important that as we've given you this information, you take this information home. Your leaders, because that's the system that they're used to and they're expecting that. Take this information and be faithful to pass it out to them and share this with them and help them to know that. But then as you do that, let them know about our new, and you can put that up there, text to join. And there's the next slide, please. Our text to join, and if you haven't done this already, I encourage you to take your phone right now and just dial 95577. And when you get that and text the word Ranger to 95577, that will put you into our database so that once a month you'll get an updated an email about what's going on in the Ranger community, what's going on in the Ranger world, and we stay communicated or connected with each other. Part of the reason we ask in the survey, what is your preference? How do you like that? And so email is one of the ways. Another way is like us on Facebook. There's a Royal Ranger page on Facebook, and you go to Facebook and like that page, and that'll connect you to that page. And so when information gets put on that page, we can have that. And same thing in your districts. If you have a Facebook page, encourage your people to do that and connect that way. And so that'll help us. And I just recently got on Snapchat, and I know that probably won't affect 95% of you, but I'm going to connect with our younger guys through Snapchat, and I'm gonna learn how to do that and make that happen. So. We want to see 50%, so please help us, because the only way that's going to happen is you take this home, and in your training events, in your conferences, in your meetings with individuals, you share this with them. These slides, by the way, are not only on Passport, but they're also going to be on the resource page, so that you don't have to be a district director or a district officer to be able to get it through the password protected way. But you can go right to our resource page in Royal Rangers, and you'll be able to, I think, starting Monday. I don't believe they're on there yet, are they? Have they been put on already? They'll be put on this next week. But you can click on those slides. There's a number of them, 6 or 7 different slides, and those are there for you to use. Encourage your local outpost commanders to download those slides and use them there. And let's get as many people on this as possible so we connect, so we're all walking and marching in the same pathway and all of that. Is that clear? Is everybody good with that? Okay. Objective number two is we want to see 10% of our churches charter, or an increase of chartering in 10%. This is a really important piece because we recognize that this is to the health of our ministry, the health of our organization. And as we start moving out there, and you know what, when you remember like my little poem, he who has a thing to sell and whispers of it in a well, you know, if we're living in a well, not a whole lot of people know we're around. And so, you know what, they tend to leave us alone. But once you start climbing a tree and hollering, then guess what? People are going to say, who are you? And those are issues that on a national level we have to be aware of. And so chartering helps to strengthen our ministry. And so when we charter, yeah, there are benefits that we get personally. But listen, we have to understand that as we're doing this, we're strengthening. And so help us pass that word out that we're chartering. Chartering helps you. Because you know what? The more of your churches that are chartering, the more finances come back into your district because you get that $3 rebate. So of that $11, $3 of it comes right to you to help you run your district ministries. And even as we look at that and as that system grows and develops, we're going to be making some improvements, and hopefully we had hoped to be further along than what we were with some of the thoughts on that. But as we'll keep approving that, but help us make this ministry strong. Help and make it something that can stand and that doesn't become subject to dangers. And so that's a big piece. So encourage us. And you know what? If you need to institute, we used to have our charter coordinators. And I know when it went to the national and all of that kind of took that away. But it might not be a bad idea in your district just to say, hey, let's designate someone to make sure that this objective is being fulfilled. And it's not a bad idea to maybe institute a charter coordinator again or something along that line and say, you know what, we want to. Hopefully you talked a little bit about that in your regional meetings. I know our communications coordinators were working on some ways to possibly help make this happen. And so do remember that. And then the third objective that we shared with you was that we want to see 25% of our boys share the gospel with a friend this year. Man, if we blow that out of the water, I'll be thrilled. You know, but we tried to set a number and we tried to say, because again, if you just say, hey, let's make sure we share the gospel. Okay, well, you know what? We're doing that anyway. That's one of our cores is evangelize. And that's our first one. But by putting a number to that, now we're going to be intentional and we're going to go home and encourage our local outposts to say, hey, let's make sure that one out of four of our boys at least shares the gospel with Jesus Christ. And if we can, man, I'd love to see us come back and in a year or more as you share your results and your victories in your district for us to be able to come back and report next year, hey, guess what? 70% or 50% or whatever it is have shared the gospel with Jesus Christ and that happens. So we want you to be aware of that. Share those objectives with your young men and help them. One of the other things we talked about at this conference and would love you for you to take it back home and cascade it down to those people that you're overseeing and that you're leading is BGMC and our giving. Master's Toolbox is very important. It's important for two reasons. Number one, it's important because it teaches our boys to be missional. It teaches our boys to be outreach focused. Our culture is always about me, me, me. And our young people see that every day, and it gets ingrained into their thought process that I need to be looking out for myself. When we teach missions, we teach them that, you know what, people out there are important, and we need to be focused. And so BGMC and Master's Toolbox is our missions arm in the Royal Rangers. And the older boys in the expedition, it's Speed the Light. But we teach them that, hey, we want to be outward focused. We want to be able to. Number two, of course, we raise money. And as we raise money, it changes lives. And there are boys and there are girls and there are men, moms and dads around the world who are being reached with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Right now, you saw the video, and our focus for this next year is the refugees in Europe and what's happening there. Many of these countries, think about this. God says, in the last days, my spirit will be poured out upon all people. Is this possible that we're seeing something significant happening that's ushering in the last day? Think about that, guys. For years, we haven't been able to go into those communities and those cultures because they've been closed. And now, all of a sudden, their people are by droves. Wasn't that an incredible video? As you saw that, and as you looked, as we come here, it started off as a trickle. And man, by the time we got to March, it was a stream. It was a river. And by droves, they're moving out of there. Germany just recently closed their borders. Germany was taking, you saw the graph of how many were going into Germany and doing that. Germany just recently had to close their borders because their infrastructure couldn't handle any more people. They had to say that. And we have a golden opportunity. And BGMC is equipping our missionaries and our ministers who are on the ground in those countries that are, man, when people go through transformational times in their lives, that's when they're most open to the gospel and to the reality of Jesus Christ. Let's be a force. I commend you. We set a record, our highest giving ever, $89,000. But you know what? While I celebrate that we set a record, I also know the potential is for us to do multiple times that. And so one of the things we'd love for you to do and help us is when you come to Camperama, encourage your boys. Let's bring change. And let's fill some barrels up. There you see the barrels. This was done in the Arkansas district. And they did that. I think the first year they filled one barrel. The second year, I believe they filled two barrels. And these were pictures from theirs. But wouldn't that be cool? Each barrel, I think, roughly holds about $13,000. Guys, we can do this. You know, we can make this happen. And so encourage your young men, and let's come to Camp-A-Rama and let's do something significant, not just have an incredible event and let God touch us and touch our lives, because that is going to happen at Camp-A-Rama. That is going to be there, and it's going to be an incredible event for us. But in the midst of that, let's also do something incredible for the world. Amen? I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Speaking of Camp-A-Rama, don't forget, let's promote Camp-A-Rama. All those resources are available to you, the videos and all of that information. Those are there for you to download. Help us promote this, because you're the voice, and you're the ones that help make it happen. And please, I know all of our lives are busy, and the temptation is sometimes to say, oh, you know what, there's so much, right? But this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for many, many boys. And boy, just think, what if that boy coming to this event impacts that boy's life and touches his life and changes it forever. We need to do this. And so help us with that, and I appreciate you to help us with that. I want to also draw your attention. We were talking about, did I not bring it up here? I did. I meant to do it, and I don't. Oh, yeah. There it is. Inside of your lead guide, there's something, and this was a recommendation from Jeff Stokes. Where's Jeff at? Jeff called me or sent me a text, and he said, hey, can we do something like a national director's reading list? I'm constantly promoting different books that I've read or different things and all of that. And so what we did was, on the front page of your guide, there's a national director's reading list. And just invite you that if you're looking for, as you're growing yourselves, and these are different books that I've read or that I'm in the process of reading, some of these, the lead so others can follow is one I'm just in the process of reading right now by Bradford. Powerful book, great book. But as we continue to grow ourselves, these are great tools for you to utilize and to help you. So I just want to draw your attention to that, and we'll continue to build on that list and make that available to you. Obviously, there's a lot of other books out there, but the key is that you're growing and you're leading and you're moving forward in that. And then the one last thing that I want to talk to you about before I let you go, and look at that, I think we're going to make 11, well, maybe not 11:30, but real close. The last thing I want to talk to you about is Lead 17. Many of you ask about what's going to happen, where are we at next year? I don't know. We are in the process of talking and evaluating. Obviously, our contract here is, this was our last year in the contract here. But as we, through our email communication thing, we're going to be passing that and sharing that information with you, and you'll know that. But we're suspecting that probably within the next couple weeks we have an idea of where we might be heading. But since it isn't locked in and all, I hate to say it and then create confusion. So, but in the next couple weeks we will be sending that out. The dates, however, I wrote those down and I forgot to bring them up here with me. Do you have those? 9 through 11 of March. March 9 through 11. Are the dates for next year. Okay, so and those are also on the website. They'll be out there on the information. So those dates are set and when they'll be happening, and we will let you know about the location and all of that in the next week or two. I suspect probably within 2 weeks latest we'll be able to do that. So I know some of you are going back to your events and need to know that information, so we will let you know that, okay? Is that good? Does that help you to just kind of recap the whole week and put it in there? Let's stay connected. Let's stay in, and of course, obviously, in your own life, the connection with God. Make sure you take time and you keep that going full. Let me pray with you, and then we're going to have a couple of things that are, I think we have a giveaway or two or something like that you're all waiting for. So, okay. Father, I thank you for this week. I thank you for what you're doing in our fellowship, Lord Jesus, in our brotherhood. I thank you for every man and woman in this room and the dedication and the passion and the commitment that is in their life to reach more boys than ever, more effectively than ever. And Father, again, today we just acknowledge that you are our shepherd. You are our guide. And our focus and our attention is you continue to guide us, continue to give us wisdom, continue to just bless, Lord Jesus, as we move forward. Father, even as we walk out of here with a greater awareness and a sense of the unity that you have blessed us with, we recognize that gift and we thank you for that. We celebrate it, God. And we'll also protect it and go after it, Lord Jesus. Continue the work that you've begun in our hearts. Continue to make that happen. As we leave from here, may we take that home with us. And may we be a catalyst, Father, to see that happen even in our churches and in our districts where we go. We appreciate so much, Lord Jesus, the opportunity we have to be your servants. I pray now that as we leave here in just a few moments, that, Lord Jesus, you would just give traveling mercies. Those are hitting the road right away and will be driving. I pray your angels to be upon those vehicles. Get them where they're going safely. Get them back to their families safely, Lord. Those who are flying, I pray for connections and safety in the air and what goes on. Lord Jesus, we are so grateful for the opportunity and the privilege that's ours to be your body. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. I love you guys. Thank you from my heart to yours. Bless you.
Okay, I think we are ready to give away some stuff. You guys want some stuff? Okay, they're bringing over some prizes now. Jim Allen, we fired him. He's gone. Well, actually, he had to catch an early flight, so he's gone. But we do have a Ranger specialist here with us today. Ranger VIP right here. Now this is Micah. Everybody say hi, Micah.
Hi, Micah.
Oh, see, you just made 300 friends. Isn't that cool? Yeah, you're going to be their hero. As soon as you start calling their name out and you're giving them all this cool stuff, you are going to be, they're going to be like, yeah, that kid's amazing. You're going to be the best friend. Okay, well, we got all this stuff we want to give away. Now, before we get started, though, I forgot to ask you this earlier, so I need to ask you this now. Now, just in case some weird chance that, like, I started to ramble and talk too much, you wouldn't, like, take my mouth shut or anything, would you? You wouldn't do that kind of thing, would you? Good, yeah! Yeah, that's my friend, yeah. He's my champion, good, because the last guy, that didn't go over well, so we're not going to do that. Okay, all right, Micah, I'll tell you what, let's start with these. You pick out something here that you think we should give away. You point at something, and then you're going to pull out a card for me. We have books here. We have each of these books that we gave out earlier this week. We have one of the 50th anniversary FCF shirts. We've got some... We got one of the Royal Ranger backpacks. We've got some sleeping bags and tents from Camping Max here. And we got two BB guns. We're going to hand those out last. Okay, that's pretty cool. All right, which one do you think we'd start with? The shirt. Okay, don't you pull out a name right there? This is for the FCF shirt, 50th anniversary, size large. If that doesn't fit you, I'm sure you can bless somebody with it. And Micah says we should give this to, we can't give it to this guy. Anthony Hubbard, Arkansas District. How did that happen? I think Anthony's probably already got an FCF shirt, but he can give that to somebody. There we go. All right. And by the way, if you won earlier this week, your name is back in it, so you should get a chance. Micah, what's the next thing you think we should do? We're going to do a book? We'll just do this one here on top, Raising Boys by Design. Give me another name there, buddy. And this goes to Daniel Menivar, Southern Pacific District, M-E-N-J-I-V-A-R. Menihar, I'm sorry, I'm not sure how we pronounce that. Here we go. Good job. Let's do, now we're going to do lead so others can follow. Who should we give this to, Micah? That would go to James Lodenheiser, Nebraska District. Yes, that's the name. Nebraska District. And now we're going to do a spirit-empowered life. Spirit-empowered life. Who should we give this to? This goes to Rick Barnhouse, Southern Missouri. Rick Barnhouse, Spirit Empowered Life, right there. And then 9 Disciplines of Enduring Leadership. We talked about that the other day. Who should we give this to, Micah? This goes to Angel Perez, Southern Pacific. Angel Perez. Is Angel here? There he is. And then last book is Fearless by Dr. Wood. We talked about this the other day. Fearless. Who should we give this to? This goes to Rogelio Roldan, Southern Pacific, Spanish Eastern. Rogelio. Okay, now, which of these items do you think we should give out? We got a tent, we got two, I think these are sleeping bags, and we got a nice backpack over here. The sleeping bag, we're going to do that one. Okay, that sleeping bag right there is going, who should we give this to? Who are we going to bless with this thing? Who's going to think you're a hero now? Rex Cheney, Arizona District. Rex Cheney, there he is. Rex has been a big help to us this week, getting all the good stuff out on your chairs during the break time. So thank you, Rex. You want to do the backpack or the sleeping bag or the tent? The other sleeping bag? Okay, we're going to do the other sleeping bag. And this is going to be, this goes to Sean Backus, Northwest. Sean Backus. Sean is over there. Okay, we got 2 more things here. Who should we give it to? The backpack? Okay, let's do that one. Who should we do? Who do you think we should get this thing? Brent Miracle, Southern New England. Brent Miracle, we're doing the, you said the backpack? Yeah, backpack. Okay, so now we're doing the tent. Okay, who should we give this tent to, buddy? This goes to Ted Schmidt, New Mexico. Ted Schmidt. Is he here? Oh. Oh, you got to be here to get it. So we got to do somebody else. Oh, poor Ted. But it goes to Alan Binkelman. Alan Binkelman, Wisconsin, Northern Michigan. Is Alan in here? There's Alan. Okay, all right. Okay, so now we get down to the BB guns. Pretty dangerous, aren't they? Do you like BB guns? Yeah. Like, I think that was a yes. Okay, who should... It is a genuine Red Ryder BB gun. That's like classic. That's like, yeah. Okay, who should we bless with this BB gun? Who should we give this to? Well, Micah thinks we should give it to Steve Whitehead, North Texas. Steve Whitehead. North Texas is going home with a BB gun. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we got one more BB gun that we need to give out here. Who should we give this to, Micah? Anthony Butacy, New York District. Anthony Butacy. Good job. Okay, now, Micah, I appreciate you coming and helping us with this. You did a really good job, by the way. And, you know, you're going to be famous now, and you've got all these guys. You guys think he's our hero now, isn't he? Is Mike our new hero? Absolutely. Now, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Do you know who these guys are? You know, these are Royal Ranger guys from all around the country. And they come from all of our districts and our regions all around the country. And they come here every year, and we come here to talk about Ranger stuff. And our job, basically what we're trying to do is we're trying to make Rangers better, right? Because we want it to be a good, fun program for guys like you and your brothers. He's got two brothers over here. So you know what that means? That means that we come here and we do important things all week, and we have meetings, and we talk about important stuff. But everything we do here... Hey, this is important. Zip it. Zip. No, listen. All these guys are here to make Rangers better for guys like you. Did you know that? So that means out of all these guys in this room, you're the most important person in this room. Did you know that? You are, isn't he? Isn't that cool? That's you, buddy. Thank you, Mike. Let's tell him thank you. Let's go, guys. Good job, buddy.
And I think we have a prize that we're going to be giving away here.
All right, you guys have a great weekend, or I'll see you next year.
Go ahead and bring it up.
Uh-oh. Are we ready? We need Mr. Carl over here. Mr. Carl's got something to give away. Oops, here we go.
Let's bring it to the center stage.
Yeah, center stage. Did you guys have a good time?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Are you ready to go home? Okay, bye.
So we're giving this rifle away, huh?
Why? It's my precious.
Yeah, you're precious.
He's gonna be happy.
Okay. Well, I'm not as excited about this as you are because I'm not eligible. I couldn't be part of this, so somebody else is gonna be lucky. Cindy Flake! All right! Oh, never mind, I'm kidding. I'm teasing. All right, I'm teasing. All right. Jerry Krebsbach from Plymouth, Wisconsin.
Jerry. Whoa. Woo. These tickets have been collected from all over the United States. There was not even a guarantee to be somebody here today to get it, but we have, and we want some good pictures with this, too. Jump up there next. Jump up there next to him. They are still tabulating, but we estimate that we, as a total between what the districts and the regions kept and what we've got, what was our numbers?
We're roughly around $7,000 for what we got, $14,000.
We're $14,000, $15,000 we raised with this rifle. All right.
Guys, I love this gun. But here's the deal. I'd be willing to auction it off with all the money to go back to this. So you guys think about it. Who wants to put up the first $1,000? We get $1,000 over there. Who go to? 1,500. 1,500 right over here. 2,000. Come on, guys, it's a $5,000 gun. $2,000. $2,500?
This is a Weatherby.
Weatherby. You know, if I take this home, I'll feel bad shooting it. This is a one of a kind. I got $2,000 over here. $2,500. $2,500. $3,000. $2,500. We don't want Ronnie to just take it back to Texas. Come on, guys. $3,000. $2,500 going once. $3,000 over there. $3,000. $3,500. Come on. Come on, guys. Don't make me stay here all day. I love this gun, and I might just keep it if it doesn't go any higher. Remember, I got last bid. $3,000, going once, going twice, sold. Come up here and get your gun.
Wow. Somewhere, Jerry. We thought, we were thinking it was Paul made that bid, and we accept. So now we got a question here. Which one of these guys? Okay. All right. We got two guys. You got it? It's for a great cause. Yeah, let's go. We got the serious team up here now. You're not going to let him take that away from you, are you?
Where's the tape?
I'll explain it to your wife. Don't worry. 41. 42, 43, 45.
All right. Oh. Thank you. Thank you. That's how you settle it in Ranger Land. Okay, we have a. That was pretty exciting ending, wasn't it? That's great. The only announcement that I really have left, some of you guys curious how we're doing on our missions funds raising? I knew you would be. I came in here with the thought of, man, if I could get $1,000 a month raised, I would be awesome. And as of this morning, I hadn't get to tabulate. I'm at 900 plus right now. So, I mean, thank you guys. We're not all the way there, but thank you guys. This is awesome. Barbara and I really appreciate it. We're getting close. We've still got some more to go, but If you will take those pledge forms back to your districts, your churches and stuff, we could finish this thing off. It'd be awesome. We really love you guys. Appreciate it. And now the really final announcement is this. Drive safe. And if you're interested in helping us with tear stuff down, Carl's already prayed, but the production guys need some help. JR has got a lot of stuff that needs to be taken down and helped load it in a truck. We appreciate you guys. Love you guys. Have a safe trip.